the way they killed him. Sometimes they knock them in the head, and then again they shoot them. And the last one I was around, they had a long knife. And they stuck it in on his left leg. I guess it struck his heart. So they stick that knife there and the blood just gushed out. And the hall would get up and walk around and staggle until they fall. And I didn't want to be around, and they'd just be groaning. And I told that man, don't never kill a hog now to wait. Yeah. They shoot him? They cut them. Stick that knife in them and let them bleed. Yeah. And then they fix them up. Hang them up on something and skin them. And then they saw that cow half in two all the way down. Didn't nothing bother nothing much long and then, because they let that cow hang up all night. Nobody bothered. Even no dog couldn't reach it. Go out there the next morning, it's just like you left it. They make syrup with sugar cane. They would had a mill to grind that cane and get all that juice out. And have bales sitting there catching that juice. Then they had kills they poured in and cook it. They made it out of sugar cane and they had another cane called sorghum. They made it out of that. They used to make a big barrel of syrup. And my daddy would tell them, this here syrup, barrel of syrup for the table, that was sugar cane syrup. And he had a lot of sorghum syrup. And I know people would come by. He'd have it in buckets and in bales. And he'd sell that sorghum syrup $1 a gallon. They'd come get a 10 or 15 gallon or more. They didn't keep the sorghum syrup to eat. Kept the sugar cane syrup. Yeah, she washed in it. Many times I had to push the fire up on it. She was washing, I had to push the fire up on it. And another thing she used to make, I don't see people making it now. Of course, I ain't never made none. She'd make hummus. Make hummus out of cone. She put in that wash pot, put her fire under there, and boil that cone. And she put just a little pinch of potash in there,